Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
This segment of the Tom Joyner Morning Show is brought to you by Walmart. Stop by a store. Visit us at walmart.com for all your Christmas needs. Share wonder every day. Walmart. And now from our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. Can y'all believe we're talking about this again?
Again.
Shooting. Another shooting. They named the people. Did you guys hear about that? Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik. It's believed that they are husband and wife or partners. Okay? So here's what happened. Police in San Bernardino, California said the gunmen came prepared. They wanted to scare, they wanted to injure, and they wanted to kill as many people as possible, and that's exactly what they did. And by the time it was all over, 14 people were dead, at least 17 injured. Millions around the country wondered and worried about their own safety as they watched it unfold on television, on the internet, and listened to it on the radio. It is the deadliest shooting since Sandy Hook in December of 2012. I remember coming on this show and talking to you guys about Sandy Hook as I was covering it. Here we are again. One witness says it sounded like a shooting range.
Just a bunch of shots, multiple shots, shots going off like crazy, just one right after the other.
But for those inside and the people who knew them, it was pure hell, as conveyed by Terry Pettit. Terry Pettit read a text message from his daughter, who was still inside hiding in the building.
Shooting at my work, people shot, in the office waiting for cops.
But she's okay.
Pray for us. I am locked in an office. That's it.
Can you imagine not being able to help getting the text message? Someone you love is inside. Wednesday shooting occurred at the Inland Regional Center, a facility for people with developmental disabilities. Lately, it seems that America has been bombarded with terrorism by gun, whether it's from mass shooters like in San Bernardino or from one-on-ones like in cities like Chicago almost every single day. Spike Lee has a new movie where he talks about it, where he addresses the subject head on. He came on my show two nights ago and talked about what he's doing to help prevent this.
We got to start thinking seriously about guns in this country, gun violence.
You take that, on the NRA in the film.
Well, we have to. I think that we're at the tyranny on the NRA and the gun manufacturers, because there's a profit, you know, in what they do, and that means that they're putting life, no, they're putting the profits over a human life. That's my opinion.
His movie opens on Friday, December 4th. President Barack Obama echoing similar sentiment after the shooting.
Yeah, you know, obviously our hearts go out to the victims and the families. The one thing we do know is that we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world. And there's some steps we could take, not to eliminate every one of these mass shootings, but to improve the odds that they don't happen as frequently. Mm-hmm. Common sense gun safety laws, stronger background checks. And, you know, for those who are concerned about terrorism, some may be aware of the fact that we have a no-fly list where people can't get on planes, but those same people who we don't allow to fly could go into a store right now in the United States and buy a firearm, and there's nothing that we can do to stop them. That's a law that needs to be changed. And so, my hope is that we're able to contain this particular shooting, and we don't yet know what the motives of the shooters are. But what we do know is that there are steps we can take to make Americans safer.
That's the president. He said we should never think this is something that just happens in the ordinary course of events, because it doesn't happen with the frequency in other
countries.
Seems
to happen every week.
Frequency. Yeah. 17th time since he's been president.
This year?
No, the 17th time that he's had to deal with this since he took office.
He should he put says, a speech on loop.
Put that on loop. Just play that over and over.
That's been one of his biggest regrets. Again. You know that. He said that he couldn't make a dent when it comes to gun violence and gun legislation. He's been hamstrung by the NRA, by Congress, and by lobbyists. So I'll say this. I'll say this very simply. This is the most important election in the world. It is coming up. And you can have an enormous impact on this election no matter how you feel about gun laws. No matter how you feel. I'm not judging how you feel about it. But no matter how you feel about it, the best way to make a difference right now is with your fingertips. And that is to go vote. Lives depend on it.
If you're worried about gun laws, then you should check the candidates and see who's being supported by the NRA. Oh, I forgot. They have different organizations. And you don't know which are the names of the organizations that are actually NRA.
But you can do homework, though. You can do enough homework to find out.
You can do enough homework, yeah. Sip, you cannot legislate the sale of guns, like gun shows and gun stores. You can't
well, it's the Second Amendment.
What?
Is the right to bear arms.
Yeah,
right
I know. Arms. All right. Right
but
to bear
the
arms.
Definition.
Right to
the
sell
definition.
Arms. That's not the Second Amendment.
But bearing is understood in the sales.
Tom has a point. So, one of the guns they know, at least one was bought legally. I don't know about the other ones. Rarely when you have these kinds of things, their guns, it does happen. They are bought legally. But most of the time,
handguns, assault weapons.
Yeah. Okay.
Most of the time, the people who are getting killed bought the guns illegally. Got the guns somehow illegally.
Okay, but if you stop the good people from getting guns.
That's my point.
That's what the NRA says.
But the
bad people will sell guns.
We'll be able to get
they don't want the
good
people. It's not the bad people. They don't want to make it. Raise the hurdles higher for people who are legitimately using guns. The people who legitimately use guns, let's be honest, the people who hunt, the people who go out and get a license to do it and they take training, those aren't the people who are usually killing people.
Yeah,
all
but
right?
Yeah, people who are using guns to kill people are using assault rifles
right.
and hand
Why are you using to
and,
buy
and,
assault
and,
rifles?
And, yeah, and handguns. And, you know, to kill people, guns, the guns that are designed to kill people. So, can you make those illegal?
Well, they need
and
to
you
figure
shut
out
that,
how to.
And can you legislate these gun shows and gun shops? Can you close them down?
The gun show loophole. The people
can
who
you
are
just
doing
close
the
them
straw
down.
Purchases. Those
so you make
of
it
things.
More difficult to buy a gun.
Right. So I think that's where on that end is where you have the most impact, because if you really want to be honest about it, the people who are in Chicago and Philadelphia and New York and, you know, in Baltimore and on the streets of St. Louis, most of the people who are killing people are getting guns illegally. It's not the legal gun owners who use them responsibly. So we must be honest about that. It's the people who get them illegally. And it's also the onus is on the people who sell them, as Tom says, at gun shows, who use that gun show loophole, who use those straw purchases.
Why
That's
not just shut
the
down the gun shows? Why not just shut down the gun shops? That's a start.
It is a start, but it's a start
to
taking guns away from
far,
people to defend
That's
themselves.
That's not
going to
happen, right? Yeah.
Okay. So we do nothing.
No.
All right.
No.
We got to do something.
No,
no,
right.
no, no. We don't do
and
nothing.
The first thing starts at
well,
the ballot.
Well, come with some solutions,